I'm Bill Littlefield, coming up on Only a Game, a story about spelling. But first, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce for our discussion of the week's news. Hello, Charlie.
Hey, Bill.
The Vancouver Canucks have been enjoying some well-earned rest since securing their spot in the NHL Finals on Tuesday. Do the Boston Bruins stand any chance against the mighty Canucks?
I don't think so, if only because the world seems to be conspiring to make Roberto Luongo the most beloved figure in Canada since Kiefer Sutherland's grandfather, who invented universal health care. I mean, not only does the guy help Canada get a gold medal in 2010 in Vancouver, he's got a chance to win the Stanley Cup for his hometown, too.
It's Miami against Dallas in the NBA Finals. Who wins in the battle between the two teams that both play in arenas named for American Airlines?
I hate this, by the way. I really hate that the two teams are playing in arenas named after the same airline. I hate naming rights anyway, but this is really awful. I think this is going to really disappoint people who are predisposed not to like the Miami Heat, but the Miami Heat can score 14 points in a row on anybody. The only thing they have to do is decide to do it in the fourth quarter, which is pretty much what they did against Chicago. I think they deny Mark, the world's smartest human Cuban, his chance at an NBA championship, for which I will be internally grateful.
Jason Terry is perhaps the happiest of all the Mavericks players that his team made the finals. Charlie, why is that?
Because he tattooed the Larry O'Brien trophy on his bicep before the start of the season. So he would have looked really goofy at home, lounging around the pool, having a trophy on his arm that he did not win in practice.
I guess we better enjoy what's left of the NBA season, because this week the Players Union filed an unfair labor practice complaint against the league. Based on this and other recent developments, do you think the NBA will go the way of the National Football League, which is to court?
I think it's definitely going to go to court, and I think this one is going to be considerably uglier than the NFL lockout has been, and the NFL lockout's been pretty ugly.
Tomorrow, 33 drivers will try to finish 200 laps in the 100th anniversary of the Indianapolis 500. Charlie, you got a winner for us?
Yes, yeah, somebody with a name like an Italian astronaut will win.
There you go.
That's my guess. I don't know, Bill.
Simple.
It's entirely possible that Dario Franchitti or Scott Dixon will win. It's entirely possible that neither one of them will.
Uh-huh.
Gentlemen, start your ambiguity.
Race car drivers are not known for being terribly welcoming of female drivers in their number, Charlie, but this week they're all saying nice things about 22-year-old Swiss driver Simone Di Silvestro. What has she done to earn the respect of her fellow drivers?
She's driving with pain. She burned both of her hands last week when her car hit a wall during a practice lap, and she qualified easily to make the field, and she will now be the favorite of the fans there.
It's hard to repeat as champs in baseball. It got harder for the San Francisco Giants on Wednesday night.
Yeah, it was a baseball play out of 1918 or something. Buster Posey, the very talented catcher for San Francisco, was blocking the plate in the 12th inning, and a Marlins player named Scott Cousins came in and pretty much trashed his ankle, which would probably put him out for the rest of the year.
In other Giants news, police in L.A. have arrested a 31-year-old gang member in connection with a beating of Giants fan Brian Stowe. Stowe is still under heavy sedation after being assaulted in the Dodgers parking lot on opening day. Barry Bonds, late of those Giants, has volunteered to pay for the college educations of Stowe's two children. Did that gesture surprise you?
Does it surprise me? I hate to say it surprises me, because it makes me sound like one of those people who are enormously cynical that Barry Bonds is doing this for X, Y, and Z reasons. This is first class stepping up, and I really hope the Stowe family accepts the offer.
The New York Mets will apparently be getting a $200 million infusion of cash. Charlie, hedge fund manager David Einhorn will buy a minority share of the team, but the current owners will stay in control. By all accounts, this Einhorn is a pretty smart guy when it comes to money, so why is he investing in the Mets?
What can possibly go wrong with a hedge fund manager? What could possibly go wrong with this deal? Much less leaving the current brainiacs in charge.
The offices of the Tampa Bay Buccaneers will be closed this week as employees take their first unpaid furlough. If the labor dispute between the players and owners is resolved without the loss of any regular season games, the employees will be paid for their unpaid week off. We hope none of them are counting on that money to pay the rent.
General manager's taking a pay cut. Owner of the team taking a pay cut. Until there is, don't ask me to be sympathetic of the people you are giving furlough days to because of a lockout you promoted. So, no, I'm not going to weep the crocodile tears the Tampa Bay Buccaneers management wants me to weep.
In this week's Sports Illustrated, former and potentially future running back Tiki Barber made an unfortunate analogy. He said that the time he spent hiding from paparazzi in his agent's attic was, quote, like a reverse Anne Frank thing, Some have said the statement was, quote, outrageous and perverse. You want to weigh in on that?
I think what Tiki did was say something that was like a reverse really smart thing. First of all, you are using the iconic death of a child to explain what it was like hiding with your girlfriend after you broke up with your pregnant wife. Mm, mm. So not only are you using a completely tasteless analogy, you're using it to explain a completely tasteless moment in your life. Nicely done, Tiki.
Former Ohio State wide receiver Ray Small told the student newspaper that he sold Big Ten championship rings for cash and got sweetheart deals on cars while he was playing for Ohio State. Ohio State responded by saying they do not have enough information to launch an investigation. Isn't the student newspaper delivered to the athletic department?
I like that. The athletic department admitting that the student newspaper knows more about this stuff than the athletic department does. I do have a question, though. Why shouldn't this guy be able to sell his Big Ten championship ring?
The NCAA Infractions Appeals Committee has denied appeals by USC to ease off on the penalties previously assessed to the football program there. What sort of impact will these penalties have on the university, Charlie?
A considerable one in the short term, for sure. But I think USC is still a brand name. And I still, when they get out from under this, they will not be SMU. It will not take them that long to get their football program back.
Finally, Charlie, why don't you just say sports in a kind of preemptive way?
Sports!
There we go. And then you can reveal why listeners in Texas, partial to a particular kind of fishing, are getting ready to celebrate.
First of all, I don't know why this has been illegal in Texas all these years, but apparently the bill is moving through the legislature that will make noodling, which is catching catfish with your hands, legal in the state of Texas.
Yeah.
It's only allowed in 17 other states. I don't imagine, you know, people in like upstate Minnesota want to do this because the water's really cold. But in the South, and by the way, just so you know, it has its own television program. It's called Barehanded Fishing.
Oh, man.
You can watch the noodling competition.
Now you can watch it in Texas. Charlie Fierce is the author of Idiot America, as well as several other books, and he joins me each week at this time on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.